RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, time to talk more NFL on this Monday. Here it is, our pleasure to say hi to Mike Jones of The Athletic. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Doing good, Mike. What's happening, brother?
I'm good, and I agree with you. I'm not a fan of the app. I mean, I'm so old school, I don't even like it when the Chick-fil-A people stand right there and, like, you know, want to tell you your order before you even get up to the board to look at the pictures, you know? So, you know, apps definitely fluster me.
Are they, you mean you're saying at your Chick-fil-A experience, they're guessing your order?
No, they're standing like 10 feet
they stand outside.
You get to the
Yes.
And they're like, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "Well, I need to see the pictures."
You're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, get the hell out the way. Well, I want you to move so I can see what's up there.
Sir, we have chicken. We have other chicken, and then we also have some healthy chicken. Which chicken would you like here at Chick-fil-A?
It just gets me all flustered, man. Like, let's not get too far advanced.
I know, like a coach wondering whether to call a timeout or not down in the red zone. So the last two games of the day yesterday were absolute straight crack cocaine. As I like to say, when this league is on, Mike Jones, it ain't got nothing on Walter White's crystal sky blue meth. It is so good. I was on the edge of my seat for both of those games. One high scoring, one low scoring. Why don't we start with the Eagles and the Bills? What was your big takeaway in that one?
I mean, just that you can never count Philadelphia out. There's a lot of concerning things about them, but their defense is so good. Their offense has the potential to be really good, and then it's just really perplexing how they can just go so cold that they lack the counterpunch that they need once teams figure them out in the second half of games. But their defense is able to keep them in it and make the plays. It gets hairy and is very close, but I can't rule them out as a team capable of making a deep playoff run just because of their defense and the potential that they have on offense. And, you know, as far as Buffalo goes, I feel like the road is right there. The path is there for them. But I'm a little bit worried that they're so Josh Allen dependent.
Yeah.
That there's nobody to win one-on-one matchups and make life easier for him. And so if he's at an off day, they live and die with him. And so that's why, you know, I think they could win a Super Bowl. But the other part of it is they might not, just because of the fact that if you're able to get to him and affect him, then there's nobody to really lighten the load for him.
Those two teams are different. But I'm looking at this. So the Eagles, okay, went to the Super Bowl. In the beginning of the year, they wanted to run Sirianni out of town.
Right.
Right now, they've been talking about Sirianni and other people in that town. And they, like you said, I understand they're a better team. Something is up with that team, though, and I don't think this year is going to be like they were last year. I think if they don't find something real quick, this just eking out is not going to happen in the playoffs. And then when I look at Josh Allen and crew, if they don't make it this year, it's time for them to start tearing that thing down and trying to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
I agree with you about Buffalo. that this is their best year. You got no Patrick Mahomes in the way. You got no Lamar Jackson. If you can't get it done this year, then, you know, they might have to make some drastic changes. You know, we'll see. Philadelphia, I don't get it because they have all the personnel. They just don't have Kellen Moore. And he, I guess, was the brains behind that offense. Even though Nick Sirianni, when he first came there, they were good on offense. Kellen Moore helped take them to another level. They've just severely regressed. And Nick Sirianni saying, I got to do a better job of helping position them for success. Well, like, why have you not been doing that? This problem didn't just happen.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard for them to be able to, you know, think outside the box and be a little less predictable? Because, again, I think they had 16 net yards in the second half yesterday and no points. that shouldn't happen. You shouldn't jump out to a, you know, multiple, you know, double-digit lead. We saw them jump out to a 21-point lead against Dallas and lose that game. You know, you just, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, can they flip a switch once they get to playoffs? I don't know.
Fun fact, the Eagles have three games. There's been 10 games this year, Mike, in which a team had fewer than 5 passing yards in a half. The Eagles have 3 of those 10 games. That is hard to do. And you're right. I don't understand how a single quarter. I know. I don't know how a single coordinator can make such a difference that you can't make a tasty sandwich or meal out of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Goddard in the mix, and, you know, Mr. Reverse jump over and hurdle you guy in Saquon Barkley. How do you not make good offense with that on a weekly basis? It's a mystery.
Yeah. It's you've got plenty of toys to work with. You know, It's really odd to me.
All right, what about the going for two? I've heard compelling arguments both ways. Some people say it was idiotic because the Eagles hadn't moved the ball and all the momentum at home was on your side. Others were saying that the Bills' defense was gassed, even though they were holding him in check, and that Josh Allen's foot wasn't right. What did you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that they, you know, Josh Allen's health was an issue, and I think that they're like, hey, look, let's go for the win. If we don't, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but they would rather not risk, you know, additional pounding, additional injury. Yeah, you would like to have the win. Yeah, you would like to be able to, you know, improve your seeding. But in the grand scheme of things, what good is your seeding if your quarterback isn't right throughout the rest of the playoffs? Yeah. So I kind of understand that.
Last thing about Josh Allen. I understand he plays at a high-risk style. And I don't mind when he makes a high-risk play to try to get a really good gain. You know, diving through guys, over guys, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get over, Mike Jones, the indulgence on the Josh Allen idiocy. The first fumble that led to, like, you know, the ball bouncing backwards 30 yards was an idiot play. And I don't care how good Josh Allen is. I don't care that he's the reigning MVP. Those are game-losing plays that are so self-indulgent, where that play was clearly done and dusted. It had nothing going on. Dump it out of bounds. And he does this, oh, I'm going to tuck it, and I'm going to roll. Oh, I lost the ball. This would drive me crazy. Even MVPs, Mike Jones, I don't think should be immune from getting ripped for idiot plays. That was an idiot play.
It was, but I think that some of it is the mindset that he always feels like he has to make something out of nothing.
But
instead of being like, let me cut bait, let me see another down, you know? And he gets so wrapped up in that, knowing that he's got nobody to throw a jump ball to that's going to snatch the ball out of the air. He's got to make something magical happen, and he gets himself into trouble.
The fact that you said but tells me you're on the side of, well, even I can't rip him too much.
You know what, though? I think this is what he has become, and this is what that team presents.
But you don't have,
like,
to be an idiot.
Get it done. And I believe coaches that do that with quarterbacks, you're just some guys are just bigger and tougher like he is, but you're just setting them up for injury to happen.
Fourth and four in the pocket, swimming through a bunch of defenders, fine. Make a risky move. On whatever down that was, 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, all the way out to the boundary, just throw it away.
Well, I mean, last week he almost took a safety when he was scrambling 30 yards back.
Oh, and he stuck the ball out the end zone. Yeah,
I know. I know. And it is the toughest thing because I really like him personality-wise. I saw the feature on his hats that he wears to every game. They're designed by kids that are in the hospital battling cancer. So he wore that hat after the game, which had this really weird drawn buffalo. And it was like, okay, whose kid drew that? It was part of the contest that he has for the kids. But you're right. This is the year, B. Mitch, that it's either going to happen for the Bills, who are not going to go in as your AFC East champs for the first time in 5 years, or there's going to be real pain next year. Let's flip it over to the night game. The Niners are incredible.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In their ability to just keep coming and keep coming with big names going down. And I've been a pretty kind of guy, Mike. He's winning me over. Last night, best game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, it's been really impressive to see the way his confidence and aggression has grown. Before, he was just making the right throws. Now, he's pulling the ball down. He's using his legs. He's playing with a little swagger, and it's paying off for them. It's just, I don't know if it's the pressure of seeing, wow, I've got a pretty good backup in Mac Jones. Better ball out so they don't switch to him or what. But he's balling out. And really, they are the poster child for what the perfect marriage between a head coach and general manager can produce. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan came there together. There's no ego between the two of them. They work hand in hand on their philosophy of what they want this team to look like. So they draft and develop the talent. It's not like you're giving me a linebacker that I don't want. You know, they are on the same page. And so when your all-pro defensive end goes down or your all-pro middle linebacker goes down, you've got a guy that you've developed and you've drafted, you've been on the same page, you have the same vision for him, and you've groomed him to step into that role. And we've seen time and time again that they've had injuries and they're able to plug somebody in there, and that doesn't happen unless your front office and your coaching staff are on one accord.
But I think they've had, like I was mentioning that earlier, that they've had the time to do that where now you see that. And Washington went to the NFC East or NFC Championship game last year, and they tried to go for it this year. They got to get back into the mold of what San Francisco is. Yeah. Have the year, you got to have those 3-4 years of a draft, and you select certain people in free agency, and you got to hit with them. You know what I mean? And then you may have that opportunity, but to expect them to have injuries and still perform this early in year two, it was too soon. I think that they when you see that, like Detroit last year in a divisional round, hell, they had 31 people get hurt last year. This year they had those people get hurt again, and they're out the playoffs. So you gotta build the foundation, and I think that is necessary. And you have to do that without worrying about what the outside is saying. You gotta know that I gotta set this up, and then we can go and we'll figure it out.
it takes patience. I mean, yeah. They rolled with Nick Mullins at quarterback sometimes, Nate Sudfeld. I mean, they were not like swinging for the fences every year. They were drafting and knowing, okay, hey, we want to win, but it's going to take some time and we're not going to panic and reach and get over eager and overestimate where we are. And now you're seeing that work really pay off.
Yeah. They start the year in a cap purge situation because they had overextended themselves. Then Brandon Ayuk goes completely off the reservation, doesn't even play for him this year. You got McCaffrey with a sudden, 11th hour injury right before week one. Every fantasy owner is like, what the hell? Why didn't you tell us about this? They played chunks of the season with Mac Jones, who they acquired specifically, Mike, because they knew he fit what Shanny does well, and he saved their ass for a good chunk of the season without Purdy. They played a chunk of the year without Kittle. They lose their two all-world guys in Bosa and Warner, and they keep coming, and they keep coming. Hell of a job by them and a hell of a year, and they got the road to play in the Super Bowl in their home stadium if they can finish the job. We'll see if it happens. All right, let me get your 2 cents on the Commanders as they head toward this Week 18 game against the Eagles. What's left to pick through, and what do you think the basic shape of the offseason might look like?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate that, they've, mortgaged their future as far as they have draft picks that they would have if they hadn't gone after Marshawn Lattimore. I know Laremy Tunsil is, a really good left tackle, but that's more draft picks you lost. So they need to get younger and more explosive, but you can't really build fully through the draft when you're so limited. So they're going to have a really balanced approach. They're going to have a lot of cap space.
Tons of it.
but at the same time, you don't want to just go after rock stars. And, we've seen spending sprees here that don't work. You got to make sure that you're finding the pieces that really fit with the coach's philosophy. And we'll see what happens. But we know that they need pass rushers. They need defensive backs, and continue to build up your line. I'd like to see them add another, more impactful running back, and we'll see. But there's a lot that they need, and you're not going to fix it all in 1 year.
No. I think the defensive side, Tunsil is going to be here for a few more years. So I think that works out with what you lost with those draft picks. But when you look to the defense side of the ball, if they get better pass rush, the average defense, the guys that may be average defensive back look a lot better just because of that. They had 7-on-7 passing. Dak had 7-on-7 pass time.
Yeah, it was bad.
Now, if you can't move the guy off his spot, you're going to have problems. I don't care who your defensive backs are, but if they get some pass rush, the guys will look even better.
Yeah, look at Emmanuel Forbes out there with the Rams. He was not good here, but now he's playing on a defense where they get after the quarterback up front, and that helps him out. So that just really shows hand in hand, it's not just about one guy's skill level. It's about the whole puzzle, and they need guys up front to help make life easier for the guys on the back end.
There you go.
You know who's gettable? Because getting good edge production via free agency costs an arm and a leg and is very, very suspect. Teams just don't give up guys like that. The one guy that's gettable, although you have to add draft picks, Mike, is Max Crosby. Would you dare consider a trade for Max Crosby?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yes, he's really good. For how much longer? I hate giving up draft picks.
I do too.
For a guy that,
and he's going to want new money.
This year he was down. It was it was a down year for him. Even though he's so good, it was not the same level. He's had injuries and things like that. And like you said, he's going to want money. No, I want to see the patient approach, like we see in San Francisco, like we see with the Rams, building through the draft. Making a few select moves in free agency or trade, but really hold on to your draft picks and build that way.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I would at least make the call, Mike, because much like fantasy football, real NFL works. Call the dumbest team first to see if they're willing to do something dumb. And I think the Raiders are the dumbest team. So it's them one, it's the Jets two. See if either one of them are interested in doing something really dumb. Be where I start.
Just roll your dice and hit one big in the draft.
Yeah, but just put the call in just to see. All right.
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Mike, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate
today.
We'll
read your stuff in The Athletic, of which I'm a proud subscriber. Great work.
All right. Appreciate you. You guys. Have a happy new year.
Yes, right. There you go. Mike Jones of The Athletic.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.